We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
World Cup 2030 will kick off in six countries, but what's the score for its finances? Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. A very good morning to you. The next Soccer World Cup in 2026 will be hosted by the US, Canada and Mexico, so all on the same continent. But the one in 2030 will be quite different. Morocco, Portugal and Spain will host it, with Argentina, Paraguay and Uruguay hosting their opening matches in their own countries. So how is this all going to affect the World Cup's finances? We're talking the money the hosts could make and the investments required to build stadiums and facilities. Jules Boykoff is a professor at Pacific University, Oregon, who studied these major events.
That's a big question that a lot of people are asking right now. How will this affect the money shuffle? You know, the big appeal in hosting this big event is that you can bring money into your country. Now it's going to be circulating far and wide. And this is part of a larger trend in mega events, spreading them geographically, whether we're talking about the Olympics, holding the surfing in Tahiti for the Paris 2024 Olympics, or now this big grand gesture from FIFA holding the World Cup in three continents. The thing is, it'll crack it up, the money shuffle. It'll go to different places around the globe. And each venue will have opportunities to try to pull in additional funding through tourism and so on. But of course, it also lowers the appeal for the central hosts, because actually some of the money will be siphoned off toward South America. And so, yeah, we're going to have to see how this all plays out. I mean, a lot of it is in the finer print, too, in terms of how these contracts are negotiated with FIFA and who gets to be involved in the money shuffle.
Joe's Boykoff there. And now there are also concerns about the environmental impact. Here's Dr. Madeleine Orr, an academic at the University of Toronto who lectures in sports sustainability.
It's pretty shocking, to be honest. You know, we heard a lot of talk after the Qatar World Cup that, you know, they wanted to focus on sustainability, that there would be consideration for carbon emissions moving forward in FIFA events, particularly after they came under so much scrutiny during Qatar. And then we get this announcement and it's essentially, you know, flying in the face of all commitments they've made on sustainability. So from my perspective, this is pretty shocking, but sadly not totally surprising. You know, they wanted to make a big splash. It's an anniversary, but it's still a huge problem.
Dr. Madeleine Orr on the Soccer World Cup there. The BBC has asked the governing body FIFA for a comment on the issue of sustainability, but was told no one was available. Now, let's do the numbers. European stocks have flattened out. This global bond sell-off has eased. Europe's region-wide Stock 600 and London's FTSE 100 are both flat. Germany's DAX and France's CAC are down. Now, Indonesia has the second highest number of TikTok users worldwide after the US, many of whom use the e-commerce feature TikTok Shop. But now the government has forced the social media app to remove the shopping feature following protests by traders in Jakarta who say it's damaging their business. This trader called Siamsul has a store in Indonesia's biggest textile market, Tanah Abang.
Almost nobody buys. It's fallen drastically. I don't know about the others, but from my own experience, it's been like that. I've lost at least 95% of my usual profits, only gaining 5% a month. I can barely afford food with the money, much less pay the rent to operate in this building.
But some business owners in the country have embraced selling online. Here's Tricia Dantiani in Jakarta.
There has been a bit of resistance from TikTok because, yeah, they say that they're helping these small, medium businesses. But on the other hand, it's also not regulated as well. Last time I checked the app, people are still trying to sell their items. And I just opened the app a few minutes ago and they were saying, okay, TikTok Shop is going to close. So they want to sell. They want to finish off their stock. They want to sell all their items in one go.
Trisha Dantiani in Jakarta there. The Olympics sometimes brings uncertainty, like will everything be ready on time or will there be a boycott? But next year's Games in Paris have a unique issue to tackle: bed bugs. Lately, there have been more and more reports of these pesky bugs showing up on trains and movie theatres and invading people's homes. The bed bug problem has gotten so bad that they've brought in sniffer dogs to deal with it. Here's the BBC's Hugh Schofield.
Set a dog to catch a bug. Ollie, the Springer Spaniel, has been specially trained to sniff out bedbugs, and right now he's looking for a whiff in a Paris flat. The owner, Jacques de Chef de Bien, has been bitten, and so is his wife. They're so spooked, they threw their bed into the street.
It's stressful because you can't see them. They're coming out the night. You see, I'm sleeping on the floor, and knowing that maybe there are some little insects that are coming out from the floor and bite you. No, it's difficult to live with that.
Jacques' case is one of thousands in France at the moment. Pest control companies are stretched to the limit. And it's not just beds that the bed bugs are frequenting. There are stories, unverified but plausible, of bugs in cinemas and on trains.
Une vague de panique saisit le pays. Les punaises de lit prolifèrent dans tous les lieux du quotidien. Les hôpitaux,
it's got so bad it's turned political. On Tuesday, one MP brandished a capsule of bedbugs in Parliament as she demanded government help for bedbug victims. Experts say things are bad, though perhaps not quite as bad as they're portrayed.
During the last 10 years, like in most big cities in the world, we have seen an increase in bedbugs infestation.
Nicolas Roux de Bézier runs a bedbug control company.
Basically, it's doubled every 5 years. But right now, we also have kind of a media bubble. Of course, there is a real phenomenon behind it, but it's not as big as the media could let you think in France, actually. Of course, right now, there are a lot of people thinking they have bedbugs, but they don't. But a lot of companies, of course, don't take the time to tell them, no, it's not bedbugs. They send a treatment, sometimes overcharge for it, especially if you have a foreign accent. You're like a big target then.
Just makes your skin crawl. Nicolas Roux de Bézier, head of bad bugs, ending that report. And I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.